Very well, thank you. You?
I took that chocolate home today on Friday night. It didn't even touch it. You just ate it like it was a normal piece of chocolate. He went, what did he do to you? Then I went, so I said, I got there and I said, I've done it.
Worried.
William!
Micah.
All right, we're going to start. It seems really loud. That's okay. Isn't it? All right, we're going to start. God bless you. We're Radical Church. And this is Church on the Street. Amen. Hallelujah. Who's excited to be at Church on the Street today? A couple of people. I'm excited to be at Church on the Street. You know there's hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. We say there's hope for Norwich. Hallelujah. There's hope for our nation. There's hope for the world. His name is Jesus. There's hope for every life here. We just declare that in Jesus' name. We speak hope, freedom, and salvation. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus, in this place. We've come to lift up Jesus. Amen. We've come to bless God today. We're going to praise him and we're going to worship him. We're going to do church in this place. Amen. Here we go.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to praise the Lord. Amen. Feel free to dance, feel free to jump and shout because he deserves it. Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Oh, This is church on the street. You are in church right now. Anything could happen. And we welcome the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, into the Haymarket. Jesus is here. Bodies can be healed. Lives can be changed. Demons can come out of people. Because anything is possible. Because Jesus is here. We declare Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you that you have the power. You have the power to break every chain in this place. You have the power to break every addiction, every anxiety, every sickness or disease. Hallelujah. And we lift up that name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you have the power right here in this place, God. Anything can happen. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So there is power. There is power. Name of Jesus. Yeah. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's power. There is power in the name of Jesus. Yeah. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, 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 break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break, to break every chain, to break every chain. name, power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we lift that name, we give you glory. It's all about you, Jesus. Oh God, there's no other God like you. There's no other God. There's no sweeter name. There's no one like you, Jesus. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, Lord. There's no one like Jesus. 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 No one. There's no one like Jesus. No one. There's no one like Jesus. No one. There's no one like Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus can do wonderful things in your life. He can change your life. He can give you a new life. He can make you a new person. He can forgive your sins. He can let you know that He loves you. He wants you to be in His kingdom. He wants you in His to be His child. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everyone. Jesus doesn't hate anybody. He loves everybody. And you know, you can have your sins forgiven. You can come into His family. You only have to ask. Jesus, please come into my heart. Make me your child. Make me your child today. Come in today. coming to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. You will know that you don't have to worry about coronavirus. You don't have to worry about dying. You know that when the day comes, you will go to be with Jesus. You'll go to heaven. We have a wonderful, wonderful hope. But we will go to be with him. And he will come one day and rule and reign on this earth as well. And that will be a great day. God bless you all.
Why don't you come home today? Why don't you come home? Don't you come home today? Don't you come home? Every time I call, you answer. Any door I knock, you open. You're an incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God. Anytime I call, you answer. Any door I knock, you open. You are incredible God, incredible God, incredible God. You're an incredible. You're an incredible God, incredible God. Yes, you are incredible God. You're an incredible God. Oh, incredible God, incredible God. Yes, you are. Extraordinary strategies, impossibility special, impossibility special. You're seated in heaven, you made the empty pool. You're an incredible God, yeah. Oh, extraordinary strategies, extraordinary. Impossibility specialness, impossibility specialness. You're seated in heaven. You made me as your footstool. You are incredible God. Yes, you're seated.
God of the impossible.
Yeah.
He's an impossibility specialist.
That's right.
He's the God of the impossible.
Yeah.
You know something? I don't think it's a mistake. Anyone here listening to this, you are not here by mistake. And I'd like to say to you that your situation is not impossible for God. It's not impossible for God. God can do anything. You know the situation that the planet's in right now, it's not impossible for God.
Yeah.
It's not impossible. We were singing, there is power in the name of Jesus. I'd like to say to you, there is power in the name of Jesus to do the impossible in your life today, in Jesus' name. Maybe you've got a sickness that can't be cured. Maybe you've got a situation that can't be helped. Maybe you've got family members and you say they're beyond hope. Maybe you feel beyond hope. Maybe you've got an addiction that you just can't break free from. Maybe you've got mental health problems and you just can't get rid of it. Maybe you've got problems. I want to tell you something. Everybody's got problems. Jesus has an answer for your problems. I want to tell you something. God is a God of the impossible. Whatever your impossible problem is, whatever your impossible problem is, I want to tell you, he's a miracle specialist. He's an incredible God. How do we know this? And why are we out here, standing here, doing church and praising God like we are? It's because we've had God do impossible things in our lives.
Amen.
Can anyone say, I've had God do an impossible thing in my life? That's why I believe. You know, like, why do people go to church and why do people believe in God? It's because God did a miracle for my life. God did a miracle in my family. God did a miracle in my health. You can have a miracle today. You can have your life changed by Jesus today. Hallelujah.
Oh, incredible God. Yeah, I like it.
Incredible.
says you're incredible. He's chosen you. He loved you so much. He died on a cross. Jesus died on a cross for your shame, for your sin. And if you accept him as Lord and Savior, if you believe, repent and believe, you too will be incredible. You see, it's an incredible God. You're not a mistake. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. You're God's handiwork. You're God's handiwork, made for a purpose. He's got great, incredible plans for you. If only you knew what he had for you. He's an incredible God. He's incredible. And because he is incredible, because Jesus rose from the dead, I too can be incredible. I nearly died 6 years ago, but people prayed for me. I'm grateful to be alive. That's an incredible miracle. I've seen blind eyes open, deaf ears open. Why? Because God's an incredible God. He's amazing. There's no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you might think it's the same as every other God. But there's no one like Jesus. He's got the name above every name. He's got the name above cancer. He's got the name above every disease and sickness. He's got the name above shame. He's got the name above corona. Jesus has the name above every name. And the Bible says, Jesus has the name by which man can be saved. You can call on the name of Jesus today. You can know salvation. You can be born again today. Jesus is incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's the best. I just love Jesus so much. People say, how do you know Jesus is alive? Because I was speaking to him 10 minutes ago. He's incredible. You can know Jesus just like you know your friend. He knows you, brother, sister. He knows you. But you can know him. You don't know, you don't have to know about him. You can know him. Because of the cross, you can know Jesus. He's amazing. He's my best friend. He's amazing. I feel the presence of Jesus in this place. It's amazing. Jesus is amazing. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. He's incredible. And Jesus is incredible. He's incredible. Jesus is incredible.
Jesus is incredible. Incredible. Jesus is incredible.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Jesus is incredible. Jesus is incredible. Jesus is incredible. Oh, 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 Jesus is incredible. Jesus is incredible. Jesus is incredible. Oh, 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 Jesus is incredible. 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 Yes, 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 so you are. Jesus.
Tell you something, you know, Jesus just let a leg grow out just there, just what? A minute ago.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Jesus has just done. That's what Jesus can do right now. You know, it don't matter what you're going through, what sickness you have, or what pain that you have, or what leg shorter than the other, you know, the answer is Jesus, and he can make everything new. And you know, also as well, I just want to say to you that he's seen your cries at night. When you've been up bed at night time, he's heard your cries, he's seen your cries, and he can heal your broken heart of what you've been broken from. All right? God bless you.
Man, I don't know if you guys heard that. He just said, somebody's leg grew. Somebody's leg was short a moment ago. Somebody's leg was short a moment ago, but Jesus healed that leg. It's about relationship. It's about knowing who your creator, who your father is. And he came here on earth. He died on the cross because he wants to save you. It's not just about healing. It's not about just freedom, but he wants to have relationship with you. It's not about all these rules and all about these laws. He loves you. That's how great he is. That's how great his love is. It says in the Bible that the wages of sin is death. This world is falling away. This world is not going to stay like this for long. Jesus is going to come soon. And he's going to come for his beloved. And he's going to come for his people. I don't know about you, but I choose Jesus. Choose Jesus over anything else. I choose Jesus. I choose the God who loves me. Not the God you're supposed to just offer this incense. Not the God who just said you did this all good things and you do all this just to reach him. But our God came down on earth. Our Jesus came down on earth. Laid his life down on each and every one of us. All of us don't deserve it. All of us, not me, not anyone here deserves it, but he died for you because he so loved you. That's who he is, and he wants you to know how much he loves you today. today. You don't know what's going to happen later. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know the world is changing. You know, you feel there's something missing in your life. There's a hole that needs to be filled, that needs to be satisfied. But I'm telling you, it's only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. It's not about relationships, not about your work. It's not about... Come on. It's all about Jesus. I'm telling you. He's calling you today. He's calling you home today. I'm sure many of you have heard Jesus loves you, but do you really know how much He loves you? Do you really know how much He loves you?
Yes.
Come on, it's the greatest thing ever in the world. Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God, amen. Yeah. Jesus is awesome. Jesus is amazing. I'm telling you, a miracle worker is in this place. His name is Jesus. And I believe there are no accidents. Like I said earlier, if you're sitting here and listening to this, it's not an accident, it's not a coincidence. God is speaking to people in this place. People here, that God is going to touch your life today, change your life today, amen?
Amen.
Let's just read a couple of things. There's power in God's word, amen? There's power in the Bible. So I just want to read something. I'll just find it.
This is Judge.
Psalm 18, I love you, Lord. You're my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He's my shield, the power that saves me. How many of you know Jesus is the power that saves us? He'll save you from addiction. He'll save you from drugs. He'll save you from chaos. He'll save you from sin. He'll save you from hell. He's the power that saves. My place of safety. I called on the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and He saved me from my enemies. Yeah. You know, we talk about Jesus and we talk about God's word. This stuff becomes so real when you've experienced the mercy and the power of God in your lives. Amen? Yeah. Like, this becomes real. I think some people read the Bible and they get nothing out of it because they don't know what it's on about. When your life is in the hands of God, when you're saved and your heart is filled with the love of God, you know, Jesus is my rock. He's saved me. He's changed my life. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jesus. The name above every name.
Yeah. Preaching.
People say, who's Jesus? Why are they making a big deal out of Jesus? People might say, well, he was just a nice guy, a good bloke who went around doing good. Or they might say he was a religious nut. Or a deceiver who confused people, a con man. I want to tell you why we make a big deal out of Jesus is because he's the Son of the Most High God. He's the Son of God. And he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The name above every name. I want to read something that Jesus said. Because there's power in his word. This is in Matthew 7, verse 24. He says, anyone who listens, these are Jesus' words. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise. Like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise, and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse because it's built on bedrock. Can anybody say amen?
Yeah.
Amen. He said this, but anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey is foolish. You're like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and the floods come and the winds beat and crash against the house, it collapses with a mighty crash. I want to ask a question to anybody listening right now today. What have you been building your life on? What have you been building your life on? You know, people build their lives on a load of different things. In this life today, you can choose to build your life on anything you want. One thing I do know is the storms of life are going to come to everybody. If there's anything we've learned from the year 2020, is that the storm hits every single person. There's something about the storm, there's something about the rain that levels the playing field. And it exposes what people have built their lives on. I want to just do an illustration. I've got these boxes, okay? People build their lives on all kinds of different things. Amen? Let's pretend that this box is money. This box is money and stuff. Yeah? A lot of people build their lives on a career, on having money, on having stuff. There's nothing wrong with having stuff. There's nothing wrong with having a box. But if you put all your faith in your stuff, if you put all your faith in your money, it's not going to hold you. I'd like a volunteer. Maybe Dora, yeah, please. Thank you. What do you do? So, you know when people put all of their faith in money, all of their faith in stuff, and the storm comes, it's like you're trying to put your weight on it. It won't hold your weight. So I just want you to stand on that box, all the way on it. Don't fall over. Please don't fall over, Dora. You see, it collapses.
Yeah.
What are you building your life on? Because when the storms of life come, is it going to collapse? Is it going to crumble? Another thing people sometimes build their lives on, popularity. You know, I like it that the box, it even says fragile on it. Don't build your life on something that's fragile.
Yeah.
That's a message for somebody here today. Don't build your life on something that's fragile.
Preach.
There's a lot of people who build their lives on social life. Pubs, clubs and parties and friends. I'd like to tell you that one day you will be all alone and you will face the problems of life on your own. It's nothing wrong with having friends. It's nothing wrong with loving your friends and your family. But one day the storm will hit you and they won't be there. You better know what you built your house on. What you built your life on. Dora, if you could come and just... Don't fall over. Sometimes they won't be there. Even the best of friends might let you down one day. And I want to say this. One day you will stand before God on your own. You'll give an account for your life and you'll be alone. Your friends won't be there. Your mom and your dad won't be there. Your family, you'll stand alone before God. And your life will be laid out before God. He'll say, what did you build your life on? So I'm asking you today, what have you built your life on? It matters. There are other things. I'm going to try and be as quick as possible with this. Can you move those ones, please? Thank you. Sometimes people build their lives on being a good person. If I'm a nice guy and I don't do anyone any harm, if I give to charity or whatever, do nice things for nice people, then I'll be fine. I want to tell you something. It's good to be a good person. Jesus said, love your neighbor. But you can't just build your life on all the good things that you can do. Okay, you can't earn your way to God. And you know, when you build your life on your own strength and on your own efforts, I want you to just stand on that. It crumbles. You know something? We can be our own worst enemy. If all you do is rely on yourself, you know something? Your life will crumble. If you're self-sufficient and you believe you're all you need.
I did it my way.
I did it my way. Matt's saying, you know something, one day your way won't work. Your way won't work against the storm that's coming. Your way won't work against the storms of life. I want to tell you that. One more box. This one I can apply to my own life. Here we go. Thank you, Dora. Okay. This box represents escapism. What I mean by that is when you escape real life and you try and escape the storm. Did you know that this cardboard, if there's a big storm going on, this cardboard isn't going to keep you safe for very long. I used to escape reality. I used to believe, this is what I honestly had convinced myself, that if I had enough speed and enough beer and enough drugs, it would see me through any problem, any situation. I believe that. Like, I'm going to go to work. I better take some speed with me. You know? I'm going to do life. I'm going to college. I'm going to do drugs as well. I thought they would get me through anything. Has anybody ever convinced themselves that it's doing them good? I convinced myself that my drugs were doing me so well. Can you just jump on that, please? I'll hold your hand as well. Just, there we go. What are you building your life on?
Yeah. Preach!
What are you building your life on? Is it going to hold you in the days that are coming? Is it going to hold you through the crisis, through the storms, through the situations of life? I want to tell you there is one that you can build your life on, and his name is Jesus Christ. And his name is God's Word. I'm telling you, if you build your life on the Word of God, he will be your firm foundation. He'll see you through anything. Can anybody say that God has seen me through some bad stuff in my life?
Yes.
Jesus has seen me through stuff. It's not that one. I'm going to use something else. How many of you know that Jesus is a firm foundation?
Yes.
He's a strong tower. He's my rock and my fortress. Can you hold this for me, Dora? I'm going to go without the microphone. I want to show you what it's like when you put your faith in Jesus Christ. When you give your life to Jesus Christ. When your life is in the hands of God.
Beautiful.
You're on a rock.
Woo!
You're on a rock. When your life is on Jesus, you're on a hard rock. A solid foundation. You know, this world lasts another 3,000 years or something like that. Archaeologists will be digging up Norwich. I don't think they'll be digging up Top Man. I think it'll be gone by then. I think McDonald's might be washed away, but they'll find this. This thing's not going anywhere. Did you know Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore?
Yeah.
He'll see you through the storms of life. He'll see you through crisis. He'll see you through trouble and trials. He'll save you from hell. He'll save you from death. He'll save you from sin. He'll save you from mental health problems. He'll save you from sickness. He'll heal your body. I know people who are standing right here who got healed by the power of God.
Hallelujah!
They were healed. They had sickness. They were healed. My mind was healed. My mental health got healed. That was a problem. And that wasn't going away. We talk about the God of the impossible. My situation was impossible. My family were waiting for me to die. My whole family, they were like, this guy's going to die. He's on so much drugs. He's so ill. He's so unhappy. Jesus saved my life. It was impossible, but he did it anyway. Yeah. There's a scripture I just want to read. I've got to get this out. Psalm 40. Verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me, and he heard my cry, and he lifted me out of the pit of despair. Can anybody say, God has lifted me from the pit of despair?
Amen.
Is there anybody here that you're in a pit of despair?
Yeah!
I tell you, God will lift you out of your pit. He will lift you out of your mess. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along.
Yeah!
Jesus has set my feet on solid ground, on terra firma.
Hallelujah.
This world needs terra firma right now.
Hallelujah.
People are looking to politicians. Duh, they're not going to do the job. We need Jesus. And I love the government. I'm not against everybody, but
I believe we need Jesus Christ. Alright? I believe we need Jesus. If he's going to see you through the storm, you've got to put your faith in Jesus. And people might wonder, why are we out here preaching like this? Why are we out here doing songs, doing church on the street, and picking up the name of Jesus? It's because when your life is in the hands of God, when you realize that you've been saved, when you realize your life has been changed, that you're on terra firma, that you're on solid ground, when you realize what you've been saved from, that Jesus Christ has saved your life and changed your life and set you free.
Yes.
That neither life nor death, nor angels, nor demons, nor all the power of hell can separate you from the love of God. When you realize that you're in the hands of God, you want to bring people up with you.
Come here,
I want to take your hand. You want to bring people up with you.
Good.
When you're on the rock, when you're with Jesus, you want to pull people up. You want to pull people up. You want to pull people up that they be saved.
Yeah.
You want to pull people onto the rock that they get saved. When you see that people are perishing, when you see that people's lives are going to destruction, you're reaching down and you're saying, come, Jesus will save you. Jesus will heal you. He loves you. He can change your life.
Beautiful.
Preach.
Good girl, right? I'm going to put you down. So that's why we're out here preaching, because it's an emergency.
Storm's coming.
You are not here by accident. There's people here. It's life or death. You need to know this. It's eternity. It's heaven and hell. I want to tell you something. You don't want to face eternity without Jesus, without his blood, without his mercy. I don't want to face tomorrow without Jesus. I don't want to face my drive home without Jesus. But I know that he'll never leave me or forsake me because my life is in the hands of God.
Woo!
What are you building your life on, friends? What are you building your life on? I'm telling you, this is serious. This is real. What have you been building your life on? Is it going to keep you in the days ahead? Is it going to keep you? Is it going to hold you up on Judgment Day when you're standing before God? What have you built your life on? Because God will ask you, what did you do? What did you do with your life? What did you build your life on? I want to tell you, today you can make a change. Today you can put your life in the hands of God. Today you can choose to follow Jesus. You can get up onto that bedrock. And you can know that you're going to be secure through the days ahead. People say, oh, that's a crutch. I like this quote. A man called John Lennox was having a debate with an atheist. And the atheist said to him, your religion is a crutch because you can't deal with real life. And he said, you know what? Your atheism is a crutch because you can't deal with the existence of God. I want to tell you something. God's real. That applies to everybody. That applies to everyone. He's real. And you have to decide, what am I going to build my life on? If you build your life on Jesus, you have a firm foundation. You got a firm foundation in Jesus Christ. Say, how do I start? How do I put the first brick down? The truth is, you got to come to him. You got to ask him for forgiveness and mercy. You got to say, Jesus, I've done it my own way. I've built my own life and it's crumbling before my eyes. I know. You know something? If you're relying on your money to see you through the days ahead, there's nothing wrong with having money, but you know something? The economy can crash just like that. We know that. We've just seen that. So I want to make an appeal right now. If this is talking to you, if this is speaking to your heart, you need to come and you need to just put your hand up if you want to receive Jesus. Put your hand up if you want to give him your life. If you want to give him your life, I want you to come right now that we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray with you. And people's lives are going to change. You just heard God did a miracle. If God can make a leg grow longer in the space of 5 minutes, like one leg like that, one leg like that. If he can grow a leg out, he can do anything. He can fix your mind, he can heal your body. Most importantly, he can save your soul. I want to invite you to come and give your life to Jesus. There's people right now and you're scared. You're worried about what people will think of you. Listen, don't worry. God will change everything in an instant. We bless this man. You know God changes lives. He'll fill your heart with love and peace. Leon's going to lead you to Jesus, man. You know your life can change in a moment. I remember the day it happened for me. It was the middle of the night. I was in a snooker hall playing snooker, taking drugs, drinking alcohol on my own. I was a lonely human being. I had friends, I had family, I had this, that, and the other, but I was lonely. How many of you know you can be surrounded by your friends but be lonely? You can be surrounded by your friends and you can be laughing and joking, but secretly you're brokenhearted and you're messed up in your head. There I was, lonely, thinking, who am I and where am I going? I'm lost. I said, Jesus, forgive me. He said, God, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry, God. You know, the first step is saying, God, I'm just sorry. I'm sorry I did it my own way. I'm sorry because all I've got is ashes. All I've got is the crumbles left. My house has been broken down. To give you a fresh start and a new life today. We're gonna sing a song. And you know something? I just want you to lift your hand. If you want prayer, if you want God to touch your life today, I just want you to lift your hand, okay? I just want you to lift your hand. Lift your hand out to God. Because Jesus is gonna come and he's gonna take you and lift you up out of your situation. Place your life on solid ground. If there's anyone here that wants to know Jesus, just lift up your hands. We're going to pray for you. God's going to heal you. He's going to set you free.
You know, I just want to say that Jesus can take away the suicide thoughts. You know, the thoughts when you're done of self-harming yourself and cutting yourself and thinking it's not worth my life. You know that today that you can be set free from that suicidal thought and you can live a life in abundance on the solid rock like Brother Aiden preached. You know, you can live your life on a solid foundation and then suicidal thoughts can go.
Lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let you go. You've taken me from the miry clay and set my feet upon a rock. Now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go. You're my savior, my closest friend. I will worship you until the very end. Taking me from the miry clay.
set my feet upon a rock.
Oh,
worship you. I will worship till the very end. I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you.
Still time for you? Not a lot of time because we're gonna close up, but there's still time for you to make a response. There's still time for you to give your life to Jesus. There's still time for you to have a miracle in your life. There's still time for you to be set free from sorrow, from pain, from shame. You know, I feel like there's some people here that you've suffered loss and you're dealing with a broken heart because your loved ones have died. Because your family or your close friends and you're just really brokenhearted. I want you to know there's time for you. You can have your heart healed today. You can have your life changed today. There's time for you. There's time for you. You can have a miracle. There's people here suffering from mental health problems, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. God can set you free. There's still time for you. There's still time for you. If there's people here and you're struggling and you've got sin that's messing up your life, you've got addictions, you've got problems, you don't know how to fix it and it seems impossible, there is nothing too hard for my God. There's still time for you. I'm going to sing a little bit more.
I'm worship.